This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We call this OPP, Other People's Problems. What is happening?
We have Jeremy. And he has an issue with his girlfriend and the gym.
Okay, Jeremy, sorry. We just all had to look at T-Act like we were hearing a high-pitched sound. What's going on?
Okay, so my girlfriend goes to the gym almost every day.
Good for
her.
And
for the last, 2 or 3 weeks, she's been telling me about this older guy at the gym who flirts with her while she's there. And it started out as just like a little like, oh, you're lifting a lot of weight there or whatever. And like, you know, compliments and stuff.
And then it turned to flirting.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this right now.
You uncomfortable. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, Jeremy. Hold on. We have a dispute in the studio already. I mean,
you guys are jumping. I am one to jump to conclusions. We're not there yet.
But you want to be talked to at the gym?
Yeah.
I'm there to work out. That's why.
I want no one to look at me. Don't even.
Girls, boys, nobody.
No one. Mm. No one talk to me, look at me, nothing.
You can talk to me. I'm there to be distracted. So I don't have to work out. Just chat away.
But as a woman, it's got to be tiring. I'm not really
the kind of woman that gets hit on much at the gym, but...
I bet. Oh, that's such a lie.
Dudes get hit on at the gym all the time, too.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They do?
All right, Jeremy. Okay, sorry. Yeah. There's just some discrepancies in the studio. So he's just flirtatious, but has he tried to close it or?
Yeah, he actually asked her out last week, and she turned him down. But then, you know, saying that she's got a boyfriend, that she's dating me, but he hasn't stopped his comments and he hasn't stopped flirting with her. Mm-hmm. He took it to the flirting stage, then asked her out. And then when she said no, he kept going at the flirting stage. You know what I mean?
But is it her words that he's at the flirting stage still? Or is he just, I don't want to.
Have you seen it in person? I don't think you yourself has seen this.
Right. I have not seen it, but at least, I mean, really to me, what matters is that she thinks that it's flirting and she's even changed her schedule to go at different times, but it seems like no matter, it's like this guy lives at the gym or something, because no matter what day and time she shows up, he is there.
Okay.
Ooh.
So,
but he's not asking her out. I'm not trying to defend this dude's behavior, but to go to what Aaron said, maybe he's just a go-getter.
Maybe he just needs to chill.
That's the thing. If she has said, no, I'm in a relationship, that should be the end.
Yeah, but you're in a relationship, but I can still say, way to go.
That's different. Yeah, that's not flirting.
It sounds like he's not saying way to go. It sounds like he is still doing
your butt cheeks look good.
Do you need a spotter?
Yeah.
Yes.
She'll have your baby.
You're insinuating. Okay.
Also, wait, I do have a question. How old is this man? You just said older. Are we talking way older? I don't know if it matters.
It might.
He's She's saying he's like maybe like late 50s, early 60s.
And she's
not.
Good answer.
Okay, so what is
this
your...
This man's ready for marriage. He knows not to give her age.
Yeah, that was well played, sir. What is your question then? Like,
I want to know, should I go to the gym and confront this guy?
No,
not in a violent way. Because, like, you know.
No, just like start working out with her.
Yeah.
I kind of be the bodyguard.
Okay. Do you really, you guys really want that? Do you want your man, if somebody said, like,
if I'm uncomfortable, yeah.
So, my fiance and I go to the gym together pretty often, especially on the weekends.
Okay.
And yeah, I would be, if someone continued to approach me, I'd be like, can you please just come be like, hey man.
Do you want him to come make out with you?
Let it rest.
Do you want him to come?
I always want him to make out with
me. But I mean, like at the gym, do you want him to do a butt grab? Like to just, to like mark his territory. Is
yeah,
that what
maybe.
You want?
And also, if the guy's there, walk away, let the guy make a comment, come back and say, hey man, let's, come on. Cut it.
Yeah, so I don't know if I should do that, like, or start working out with her, or just go there just to be like to talk to him, like, hey, come on. But also, I'm kind of like, I haven't brought it up with her yet, and I'm sort of like, would she be embarrassed?
Yes.
Or think that it's like anti-feminist of me to be like, you know, hey, don't worry, babe, I got you. Not to mention the fact
you can
fight
your own battles.
I don't
right?
like the way you're looking at me. Yes, but sometimes you just want someone to fight them for you.
Or just support
you.
She has said no to him. He's still around. At this point, get the managers involved of the gym. Get faculty involved. Bring him in.
He's not doing anything.
He is making her uncomfortable. Yeah. That's enough.
303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
She has changed her workout schedule to avoid him.
I understand.
At this point, it's borderline harassment, if not totally harassment.
Yes.
What would T-Hack do? What would you do? Because I feel like you're like a pretty good standard for like what a dude should do.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Didn't look at you,
Slacker. He'd call me and ask me what I would do.
Yeah.
Slacker, okay, fight my battles for me.
What would the two of you do?
I'd be very nervous that it would actually turn violent, whether you came at it in that way or not, depending on this guy. If he is a jerk, like we think he's a jerk, I don't know that he's going to go, you know what? My bad.
He's testosterone.
I'm worried
up.
That he's going to go, what are you going to do about it? And then you're in a position where you kind of, now you
have to step up.
You got to do something about it because you.
But that's like, where you get the faculty involved. That's where you get.
Let
like,
me ask the other point, though. Faculty. Do you do it in the gym? Because to me, you
don't. Yeah, you're not going to do it in the parking lot.
I think you got to do it in the parking lot. Mm-mm. Because if you do it in the gym, you're risking her membership.
That's why. No, you're not. Because
you're confronting somebody. Like, I don't like that. I don't like walking up to a dude.
That's why
and going,
she needs to go to the front desk and say, I am uncomfortable with this guy. Can you keep an eye on him? If there's other complaints, like maybe it's time that his membership gets revoked.
Yeah, revoke his membership.
Here's the thing. There is a point.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I went through this with my ex-wife a long, long time ago. But she felt like the guy was harmless because he was old.
Mm-hmm.
Because
old guys
just start to go like looking good in that skirt. They're just it's like
yeah, but should
they're just trying
let
to make
them?
Friends?
I agree with you.
Looking good in that skirt?
No,
ew.
I agree. Mm. You shouldn't just let them.
Yeah.
But at a certain point,
it also I'm hooked on once something Aaron said where he is making her feel uncomfortable, right. Which is crossing the line. But what would this guy say? And I'm not taking his side, but if you just confronted him, if he's like I'm just trying to be friendly.
Right.
And he's like, now I'm going to lose my membership because I was
that's
like
true.
Saying hi. And it's like, I don't know about getting involved, but that's why I don't know what to do. If you confront him yourself, then he could, guys are notorious for not being like, you know what? You're right. My mistake.
The escalation just automatically
and
happens.
That's what I'm worried about.
As a default.
Mm. Yeah.
But you don't want to fight this guy, right?
No, he works out every day.
Jeremy.
That's a great point. Hang on, Jeremy. We're gonna get you a trainer and get you pumped up for the fight of the century. I love that you two, like it started with Aaron 100%, like I'm cool with it.
That's the thing. I'm totally open to maybe he's still a good guy and he thinks he's being friendly. He doesn't realize that it's making her uncomfortable.
Should she say, I'm uncomfortable?
Yeah.
She should, before he gets involved, she should go, you're literally making me uncomfortable.
I know, but that in itself is so uncomfortable to do. Like,
you
I'm
have to be an adult and have those conversations.
Yeah. But isn't it more uncomfortable if your boyfriend comes in? That's more uncomfortable.
No.
Maybe the boyfriend needs to be present when you tell him instead of the guy's being mean.
I've had situations, I've talked about it before, but there was a situation where I was DJing at a bar and the owner was getting a little flirty with my then girlfriend, who I'm now married to, and I didn't quite...
You didn't step up.
Not quite.
And you regret.
I regret it. Oh. Every day, I regret it. Because at the time, it seemed like he's not really crossing the line, and also, like, we need the job and the money, and it's like, just the whole picture, it's like, what, am I going to punch the owner of the bar and be blacklisted? Like, but it was just, I regret it. But I don't know that that's... I don't know that my wife thinks anything about it, but I just...
You think about it.
Hindsight, yeah. It's like, I should have said something.
That's I just assume, and I know we got to wrap this up, but I just assume that you guys, women, really don't want us to fight your battles.
If I've made it clear I'm uncomfortable,
Hop on in.
I'm done fighting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So should Jeremy go poke this dude in the chest? Or is there another, some sort of tamer alternative? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Jeremy before he gets assault charges filed on him at the gym. His girlfriend's been going to the gym for a while, and there's this older guy that keeps hitting on her.
And she's declined his offer.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he has not stopped.
But I'm just still torn with, can I just say it one more time? You guys know old dudes. I'm not defending.
Not really.
No, but I'm like, haven't you ever? Like,
not by choice.
Like at the grocery store, there's the one, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's an old guy.
Oh, so we just have to stick with that mentality.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm like, is it possible that she's misconstruing it?
But a one-off, hey, you look great, whatever.
Right.
That's
fine.
And an everyday, like, let me see those cheeks.
So Jeremy wants to go in.
We don't know if he said that, to be fair.
Right. To be fair.
Would that work?
I'm going to try it later.
You're married.
I'm getting a gym membership.
There's a chance, but either way, she has said she's uncomfortable. So it doesn't even matter. What his intent is doesn't even matter at this point. Because it makes her uncomfortable. So should the boyfriend intervene or not? Zach?
Yay.
What do you think?
So if he's doing it once, chances are he's done it again. He's done it before.
Yep.
I feel like he needs to talk to management. Because, I mean, who knows? This guy may be on their radar right now. And the more people that come out and say, like, hey, this guy's making this uncomfortable, then they'll kind of start doing something about it.
But Zach, did you say he should talk to the manager, or should she talk to the manager?
I think that he should talk to the manager with her. She should speak to the manager with him present, with her man present.
I would go to the management solo as the woman.
Yeah.
But, hey, can I talk to you in private for a second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't witnessed it. He doesn't need to be there.
Right.
It's like, At this point, she can fight that battle. If the guy doesn't stop or the managers are like, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? By that point, if it's still going on.
And that's when management.
That's a good point. I didn't think about him already being on their watch. You know, like maybe he has done this before. That's a good point.
But to the point that I was making earlier, there is that thing where it's like, oh, that's just John. He just, you know.
But it's not.
I know. I'm saying, but like, you know, there are establishments where it's like, he's the guy who always sits at the end of the, like, I'm going to tell you, at, like the bar by my house, there's a couple regulars and they're just kind of like sit there and they do their thing. And everybody's like, oh, he's harmless. And it's like, yeah, that's not harmless though. If somebody are like.
If he's approaching women.
Constantly.
Yeah, it's not harmless.
It's, yeah. Kit.
Yay.
Yay. What advice do you have for Jeremy?
First, he needs to listen to the girls, let his girlfriend know he needs to talk to the staff. They're usually a no tolerance policy, period.
Yep.
But secondly, definitely go with her. She probably does not feel comfortable going to the gym, but she's doing it because it's a habit, as well as that makes her feel comfortable and happy doing the workout. But yeah, no, definitely.
But if he goes to the gym, I don't know.
But, yeah. What?
I'm just, if someone keeps
confronting him,
I don't know how I would not confront him. If I watch him making my girl uncomfortable,
it's a calm confront. In a civil manner of just telling him, girl, this is my girlfriend. She has already informed you. No, you need to leave her alone.
Oh, such an icky. That's so confrontational. Like, no matter what, Eric is saying calm confront, but those words into the ears of a testosterone fueled man.
So if another man walked up to you and said, hey, chill.
In a business.
They wouldn't have to, because I feel I do not like making people uncomfortable. I would never, I would barely ever even talk to a girl, let alone ask her. And if I asked her once and she said no, I wouldn't even make eye contact with her again. Okay. Like ever. Mm-hmm. I would change states. I would change my name. Yes. I would go into a witness
you
protection.
You might be overcorrecting.
No, I do. That's Jessica.
Yes.
Advice for Jeremy. Should he poke the guy at the gym or what?
No. He first and foremost needs to ask his girlfriend what she wants, you know, to do or how she wants him to handle it if she wants her to handle it. But, I mean, definitely support her, whatever her decision is. But I would say she should probably tell the guy, dude, you know, I don't feel comfortable you talking to me. I have a boyfriend or whatever. If it escalates, you know, then he can be there with her when she talks to the management or goes and works out or whatever. But I would definitely talk to her first and foremost.
Well, Jessica, I wanted to ask you this because, like, as the guy or whatever, right, stereotype, you're supposed to be like, I'll protect you, honey. What do you want me to do?
Want
me to protect you or not? Should I get in there and protect you?
You're emasculating your masculinity.
And then she's like, oh, no, you don't have to do anything.
But
cool.
I think you can be there to support her in like a mental, emotional way.
But what if she says, no, I don't want you to do anything, but
I mean, I would definitely encourage her like to do something like, you know, this could be a really unsafe situation. You know, need to do something and support her like physically by being there with her when she works out or helping her figure out when this guy's not there or something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, I definitely want my husband to protect me if need be, but...
Yeah, but to TX's point, here's the thing. Like, do you want anything for Valentine's Day? No, don't get me anything.
Okay, not all women do that.
That's why it's a stereotype. It's like, do you want me to protect you? No, but it's like, deep down she does. Like,
she didn't even want you to ask in the first place.
Correct. She just wanted you to go do it.
Intuitively,
but you want her to be safe, right? And she told you that she's uncomfortable?
Boom.
Here's my thing. There's a great suggestion on text.
No, there is not. The suggestion on text says, why doesn't she go to a different gym? Yeah. Because she did not create the problem.
To which I responded, why doesn't he? They said, touche, but like, when has a man ever been the bigger person? And then they said, sorry, slacker. So I think they thought you texted back.
Wait, all I'm saying is this.
When has a man ever? Oh yeah, they're never the bigger person. So, right.
So she shouldn't leave the gym?
She should not leave the gym because now it's time to stake her territory. No, we shouldn't be adjusting our lives to make it more comfortable for men.
All right.
And that's my statement.
I'm going to just leave it right there. If you still want to sound off, we'll take your text at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh,